Good morning. My name is Joel Ben-Pethuel, but you can call me Joel. Now, I doubt you've ever heard of me before, but I'm actually an Old Testament prophet. I lived 2,500 years ago, and you can read my book in the Bible. I lived through a locust plague, a terrible national crisis, but I learnt from it lessons that I wanted to share with you in Huntingdon in the international crisis that you and the rest of the world is facing today. And if my message last week was summed up by the words, look around, this message this week is entitled, look down. And what we're thinking about today is tears. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if I get taken off the radio for being a little bit negative, but I'm giving you full permission to be sad, even to shed a tear. That's what I mean by look down. Now, I know that it's not a very British thing, stiff upper lip and all that, but out in the Middle East, where I come from, we're a little bit more expressive about our emotions. It's good to have a cry. And in the first chapter of my book, in the Old Testament, I tell people to weep, wail, and mourn. Joel chapter 1, verse 11. Despair, you farmers. Wail, you vine growers. Grieve for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. Back in my day, the loss of the crops was like a bereavement. It was gutting. The joy of the people withered away as the crops were eaten away by the locusts. But there was more behind it. The plague of locusts was related to the fact that people had abandoned God and his ways. So the failure of the harvest was a judgment on the failure of humanity to love one another and to love God. And the Bible tells us to mourn that. You get a whole book in the Old Testament called Lamentations. And in fact, Jesus himself wept over Jerusalem because of the foolishness that he saw in the city. All human suffering is related in some way to our selfishness and sin. So behind the locust plague was a people that had turned their back on God. And you could say that behind coronavirus is a people that have turned their back on God. And so, as the prophet Joel, I'd encourage you in 2020 to mourn the tragedy that you're seeing at the moment. As the Queen said, better days will return. And indeed, there will be good news to come from me in this scroll from Joel. But for the moment, there's a lesson to learn. Look down. In other words, mourn the crisis. Mourn the tragic loss of life. Mourn the economic damage. Mourn also, and separately, the racial tensions that you've seen developing in recent days around the world. Look down. I wonder if you've shed any coronavirus tears yet. Sometimes you hear the words, good grief. Well, grief can be good. It can be a healing thing when it's coming to grips with reality and mourning what you've lost, realizing what has gone wrong and learning the lessons. So, good news to come. But first of all, look around. And today, look down. My name's Joel, and this has been the second edition of A Scroll from Joel. Tune in again next Tuesday morning at 8:30. For the next instalment. Thank you so much for listening.